So, it's been a little while. It's actually been since MLB opening day that I recorded on this platform. And now the MLB is over. The Texas Rangers have won the World Series, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks in 5 games. There's MLB postseason awards, but this is Ball Boy Talk, the Unhinged Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Jay, and today we're going to be jumping into a new aspect of the podcast here. It's a little bit different. It's going to be NBA Dynasty. Over the last few weeks, I got into a Bluey Dad's group on Facebook, and I'm like, yo, Bandit, who's out there that's an NBA junkie like myself? And the response was fast and furious. Next thing we know, we're in a 12-team Dynasty League on Sleeper, playing with standard scoring, lock-in capabilities, and it's just super fun. The trades have been crazy, the fun has all been there, and it's been a totally new experience, and it's been so fun. So I wanted to bring you guys, my listeners, along with me to kind of recap the draft real quick, and week one, and week two will be recapped towards the end of the week. So thank you for being here. Welcome into Ball Boy Talk, the Unhinged Sports Podcast. Available everywhere that you podcast. Again, I'm your host, Jay, and I'm super excited to be talking about the NBA and some NBA dynasty, especially since the first round or the first slate of play-in season tournament games were played yesterday on November 3rd. So, like I say on another platform, grab your snack, grab your juice box, pull up a chair, get comfy, let's talk some NBA dynasty. All right, so to jump into how our league is set up, 12 teams, 22-man rosters. Within that 22-man roster, we have 10 starters, 9 bench, 3 taxi. The 3 taxi squad positions, if you are unfamiliar with how a taxi squad works, it's really interesting because it's essentially a place where you store guys who are in year 1 or 2, essentially, or 0, 1, or 2, essentially, and they just haven't got an opportunity yet. For example, right now, as of this recording on 11-4, my taxi squad, because this is a dynasty startup, so we just started, so the rookies were already drafted. We'll get into that later in the episode. My taxi squad right now is Grady Dick, Toronto point guard, Jaime Jaquez, Miami point guard, and Imoni Bates, power forward, small forward, Cleveland Cavaliers. These guys are rostered. Dick is rostered in 93% of the league. Jaquez, 85%. Imoni Bates, 80%. Of course, these are the guys who I personally believe in are going to have an opportunity. They just haven't gotten it yet. It's early in the season, or I'm just waiting for an injury to happen in front of them. As soon as that does, I have no doubt that these guys are going to be starters because of the capital put into them. And then, of course, we all have 3 picks per year in our supplemental rookie draft. So that'll be 36 players taken from the incoming class of rookies. Of course, that'll be 312 rounds. So yeah, 36. I can math. And essentially we'll draft them first, second, third round picks. So guys like this year, Wemby, Scoot, Thompson, those are going to be the guys we're going to be picking in that draft. So the incoming rookies. So just to think about. So, to go back and to recap, that's what our league looks like. Standard scoring and lock-in capabilities. Lock-in with Sleeper is a super new feature. Of course, this podcast is not sponsored by Sleeper. That would be incredible if it was. But I love the lock-in feature. It makes this so much fun. I've been playing fantasy basketball for years over on ESPN. First year doing it on Sleeper, and I can tell you it's far and above and beyond better. So, let's say, for example, I have LaMelo Ball. And LaMelo Ball has a great matchup on Tuesday, but he throws up a dud. And then he plays again on Thursday. But let's say Malik Monk, who I have on my bench, has a great matchup on Wednesday. So I switch them out. Boom, Wednesday, Monk gets the start. I put him in there. He throws up 35 fantasy points. I'm locking that in, and I'm putting that into my matchup score. But then there's the catch 22. Let's say LaMelo has a game on Thursday. Thursday comes around, he plays, oh snap, He just put up 45. So I either have to move him into a position, so a guard position for that matchup on Thursday before the game starts, or I just miss out on those points. So you got to be really careful, play the matchup. Sleeper has this awesome feature to where you click your player, it shows you whose matchup looks the best. Like right now, I moved Michael Porter Jr. in because he had a great game, but I'm looking ahead to his matchup on Saturday or Sunday right now. And the reason I'm doing that for Saturday or Sunday is because I'm going back, I'm looking at it, and Michael Porter, he plays the Bulls on later this week. Overall, they're 12th, 14th, 10th against his position, small forward, power forward. But I like that more than I like other matchups. Or Derek Lively, rookie center for the Mavericks, has a fantastic matchup coming up against Charlotte. 22nd against centers, 19th overall against his position, and to match the pace that the Mavericks play in, they're third. So it's a super favorable matchup. And I also like the matchup against the Bulls because Lively did also have a great game there. So I'm going to play that into my next matchup with Michael Porter Jr. on the Nuggets. Similar position as well. So that's kind of what the league breakdown is. So let's jump into what the draft looks like. So I'm going to cover the first three rounds of the 12-team league. Or let's do the first five, because I can get through this pretty quick. First five rounds here were pretty standard, I think. But again, none of us knew what the heck we were doing coming into a fantasy draft. So we all kind of just went with it. And it's a lot of fun. The first pick was Nikola Jokic, going to pop in with Tebow. And it was a snake draft. So it was snaked. I'll screenshot this and put it in the show notes. At least I'll try to. Jokic, Antetokounmpo, Doncic, Wembanyama went fourth. Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went to crisscross. And then my first pick in the first round was LaMelo Ball. Big fan of LaMelo Ball. I think he has tremendous upside, tremendous health. I think the Hornets are only going to get better, especially under new ownership and with the young core they have around LaMelo, bringing in new pieces for him. Of course, then you have Tyrese Haliburton of the Pacers, Anthony Edwards, fantastic athlete, just phenomenal player. Curry went 11th, and then Trae Young went 12th, and then we dropped back down to the second round, going back the other way, went Devin Booker, Domantas Sabonis, Donovan Mitchell, Karl Anthony Towns, and then it came back to my pick where I took Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic. Super high, second-year guy. I think he's just going to get even better, better, and better with age. And then we have Ja Morant, Cade Cunningham, Jaylen Brown, Jaren Jackson Jr., Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, De'Aaron Fox ends the second round. Start of the third round, we went Josh Giddey, Zion Williamson, Darius Garland, Mikal Bridges, Evan Mobley, Bam Adebayo, Kevin Durant was in the third round, which makes sense. He's a little bit older. Chet Holmgren was my next pick. I love Chet. I was a big fan of him in college, even bigger fan of him in the NBA. He's looked great coming off the injury. I'm super excited he's healthy. And for that Thunder team, I have so many thoughts, and they are coming for the West. Next was Scoot Henderson, rookie guard. Sengun of Houston center, LeBron James, went in the third round, pick number 11. Makes sense, a little bit older guy, but he has been fantastic running the point, started off the season great. Jalen Brunson, a steal, honestly, in the third round with the last pick. Dropping down for the fourth round, Scottie Barnes, Jimmy Butler, Lauri Markkanen, Jamal Murray, and then my pick came around again. I kept going with Biggs because Biggs looked really good to me versus who else was on the board. I almost here wish I would have gone Brandon Ingram, who went later, but mistakes were made. I went Pascal Siakam, but I'm a big fan of Siakam. I think he's a number two option right there in Atlanta. He gets boards, gets assists. He's all over the place. Solid overall player. Really excited for him, especially because he got the contract extension. Helped make this pick a little bit more palpable. Julius Randle, DeJounte Murray, Kyrie Irving, Jordan Poole, James Harden, Klay Thompson, Brandon Ingram. Ended out the fourth, started the fifth, DeAndre Ayton, who's dominating. I'm a big fan of Ayton, especially with his talk. He's backing it up so far in Portland, and I'm loving it. I have him in a redraft league over on ESPN. RJ Barrett, Paul George, Amen Thompson, or is that Asar Thompson, Houston point guard, Desmond Bane, who I wish would have fell to me, Zach LaVine, Tyler Hero. I ended up going with the other high-end young player in Charlotte, Brandon Miller, coming out of the draft. I was a big fan of his tape, really liked it. And then Williams from OKC, backup point. Kristaps Porzingis, who honestly, with the way he's played out of the gate, a steal in the fifth at 5'10". We got the other Thompson brother out of Detroit, and then Walker Kessler into the fifth. Overall, my team coming out of the draft was LaMelo, Banchero, Chet, Siakam, Miller, Maxey, Porter, Reeves, who I have now traded, Grady Dick, Lively, Kuminga, Brogdon, Jaquez, Danielle Hunter, who I have also traded, Imoni Bates, Caris LeVert, Ayo Dosunmu, who I have released, Al Horford, who I have also released, Noah Clowney, who I have also released, Jalen Williams, who I have kept, Kobe Brown, who I have, I believe I released him, and then Drew Timmy, just because I was playing the keep away game from Timmy, another guy in the league. So I'm like, I'm just going to play keep away. I thought he might have an opportunity, but he has none. So I have already dropped him. So super excited. It's been a lot of fun. I'm just scrolling down here. So yeah, that's kind of where my draft board ended up, where my team ended up. So week one, we'll get into that right after a quick break because I need to drink some water. All right, let's get into week one. Week one came and went. It was a great first week. Some really close matchups across the board overall, but nonetheless, nothing ever goes as planned, as we well know. So week one was our first week. Our top scorers were Pavola, anyways, it was Crisscross 94. He killed it. 279 overall points. That was great. The worst team was the jury at the jury. Overall, I didn't have the greatest week. And then I actually came in second with total points scored at 251.5. Crisscross came in at 279.50. Coach B came in at 250 even. So I won the matchup balling with Paulo because those are my top picks. I scored 224 points, 224.5 points. I was projected 192.03. I won against Magic Claws. And won that by 12 points. The next was the Puzinzi Dynamic. I think that's how you say it. Won his matchup against Team Mitchman 95, 247 to 234.5. Then we got Team Poppin' with Tebow, 251.5 to 242 against Team Lord Sage. And then All Balls, No Bite. Won their matchup to Infinity when Beyond, 250 to 219. Pavola and Popovich won their matchup by a landslide against Classic Stripe, 279.5 to 189. And then lastly, Giddy's Bandits won their matchup against That Blue Guy, 235.5 to 176. So our standings after week one, Pavola and Popovich, Team Poppin' with Tebow, All Balls, No Bite. The Puzini Dynasty, Giddy's Bandits, and Ballin' with Paulo. Team Lord Sage, Team Mitchman, Into Infinity, Win Beyond. Magic Claws, Classic Stripe, and That Blue Guy round out our standings after week one. So far, our matchups in week two are not complete. It is Saturday, so we still have two more days of games to play. So we are getting there, but so far, I am losing on our Saturday check-in. I have several more guys to play. I'm currently losing 232.5 to 152.0. However, I have not locked in 1, 2, 3, 4 matchups while he has locked in all but one matchup so far. So if I'm two matchups so far have not been locked in. He still has Brandon Ingram not locked in and Austin Reeves not locked in for the week. His team consists of Tyus Jones, Russell Westbrook, DeAndre Ayton, Nikola Jokic, Austin Reeves, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, and Kyle Lowry. My starters as it is right now, LaMelo Ball, who has not had a great week, Malcolm Brogdon, who I locked in the Tuesday game before the game against Memphis on Friday, Caris LeVert, who I locked in already, Brandon Miller, who I am not locked in. I think he still has a great game in store, either against the Pacers or the Mavericks. Looking at Brandon Miller, his matchups look juicy. Against small forwards, the Pacers have currently ranked 22nd, 10th against small forward overall against his position, number 28, number 2 in pace. So I'm really liking this matchup against the Pacers right now, hence why I haven't locked him in. I have locked in Paolo against Utah, 31.5 fantasy, Chet, 28 fantasy against Golden State. That was his best game of the week. I locked in Siakam earlier in the week, a game against the Bucks where he put up 25.5. Michael Porter Jr. has a game against the Bulls, as I mentioned earlier. Tyrese Maxey has a game against the Suns. Very excited for that. I think that's a favorable matchup for him. He has been getting it done, and I think he continues getting it done. And then I have Lively as well to play as well. My bench currently, and it's going to sound different from what I drafted because it is, I have Killian Hayes, Malik Monk, Lonnie Walker, Moses Moody, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jalen Williams, Dario Saric, Jonathan Kuminga, and De'Aaron Sharp as well. You know, there's a lot of Warriors on there. I'm a big Warriors fan, but I also like Moody for the future opportunity come next year. He should likely slot into the Klay Thompson role. And then I also like Dario Saric and Kuminga also with their roles on the team as well. The Warriors are a high-powered offense, and I love going after high-powered offenses. So that's kind of our week one recap so far. Again, I have no clue what we're doing, but we're just having fun while doing it. So if we were to look at all the trades, there have been a lot of trades so far in the league. Let's go back. Let's look at our completed trades because there have been, there's been quite a few. I want to look back at the trade history. Personally, I've had many trades rejected, sent, accepted, and there have been a lot on the ledger. Trying to look at all of them. Let me go back because the league did start with a lot of trades here. There's been a lot. So the very first trade we actually had in the league. Are these also my trades? I think these are just my trades. Yeah, these are just my trades. I don't want just my trades. Let me see. I'm going to have to look back at the league chat. Anyways. There have been quite a few trades. I personally have pulled off a couple. Let me see here. My completed trades. I've only completed two trades. I completed them both on Halloween, actually. I sent Alec Burks and Isaac Okoro over to Coach BM23 for Malik Monk because I needed to clear my roster at the time because I had Jalen Williams coming back, so I needed a spot. And then I also traded Danielle Hunter and Austin Reeves for Dorian Finney-Smith just because I was really liking what I was seeing out of Finney-Smith in that Brooklyn offense with the opportunity. So those have been my only two completed trades so far, but there have been plenty sent around. Let me see. Active trade review. There was a trade done this morning. Popping with Tebow and Crisscross 94 made a two-way trade that included Bradley Beal going from Crisscross 94 to Popping with Tebow. So he received Bradley Beal. He sent away Andrew Wiggins, Dylan Brooks, and a 2024 first-round pick. A lot of draft capital for this trade. I don't hate it. I think it's a good trade overall. It just seems very steep for Bradley Beal, who hasn't even, you know, made his way into it yet. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. I wish there was a way. So Sleeper is very different when it comes to looking at what's been done on in the league on the computer versus what's been done in the league on your phone. It's much more app friendly, which is where more people use it versus myself in this instance, which is totally okay. I am a big fan of Sleeper in general. I can go simply into my settings. I can look at the league history, I believe. And let's see, I'm trying to see, maybe that's not where I want to look. See, we're learning together on the fly here. We're learning together and we're going to figure it out. Maybe not. There has been a flurry of trades though. We could keep going back. Could probably scroll all the way back to the very beginning. And I can look through this real quick for you. There's been a lot of roster moves as well. Obviously, to start the season, a lot of us were very unfamiliar with taxi squads. So it all kind of just shook out to where a lot of guys were dropped. And we had to have a long conversation about the taxi squad. The first actual trade that went down was pre-draft, where the 2023 first and a 2023 second were swapped for a first and a fifth. Just simple pick swap just to let things get going. And then another trade was completed to where we saw a third and a fourth go for a third and a seventh just to move up in the draft. You know, you got to get your guy. You have to get your guy, especially in a dynasty startup. It's very important. We had players put on the block. Post the draft, Josh Richardson was dropped. Josh had been... Vezinkov was dropped, which I think he has since. I believe he's been picked up. Yeah, he's been picked up since. I'm very interested in Sasha Vezinkov. He's a second-year player. He was previously a EuroLeague MVP. He is just trying to carve out his role with the Kings. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was dropped. Cameron Payne was dropped. We saw the first drop and pickup with Josh Okiji from the Phoenix Suns, picked up for Nick Richards, who was dropped. Thomas Bryant was dropped. Gabe Vincent dropped. Isaac Okoro dropped. Santi Aldama was dropped, who I believe was later picked up. Trey Mann was then picked up. John Conchar was picked up. We saw Dayron Sharpe picked up. Then we were talking about names for like the show. And I think I'm going to name it Dynasty Down Under, Bluey Ballers. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully that doesn't land me any trademark, anything. And then we had the first player trade. It was a straightaway swap. Shai Gilgeous for Luka Doncic. Definitely favors the Shai Gilgeous because I think that is, I don't know. Doncic is really good. Gilgeous is really good. Jackson Hayes was then dropped. Isaiah Jackson was dropped. Trey Mann was dropped and Xavier Tillman was picked up, which is a solid pickup. Tillman has looked really good. He's had some really good games, 34, 22, 14, 17, 420. So a little streaky, inconsistent, but I believe that will work itself out. Precious Achiuwa was dropped. Grayson Allen was dropped. Tim Hardaway was dropped. Drew Timmy was dropped. Tumani Kamara was picked up. Isaiah Hartison was dropped by the Pooch. Tomani Kamara he's been putting up about 10 fantasy points a night. So it's not awful. That's consistent, but definitely you need more. The Pooch then picked up Ben Shepherd. He picked up Trace Jackson Davis, which I gave a mean reaction to because I think Trace Jackson Davis, TJD, has looked really good with the Warriors. He's just working himself into the rotation. He had a great game against New Orleans beginning of the week, but he has not played since. He almost got a double-double off the bench. The Warriors are trying to figure out their rotation. It's really hard to say where their rotation is at because it's kind of all over the place. These are moves from about 12 days ago, mind you. Royce O'Neal, Chris Dunn were picked up. Bryce Sensabaugh was dropped. Nick Smith was dropped. Jet Howard was dropped. Derek Whitehead was dropped. So these guys were dropped. Then we had the whole conversation about the taxi squad. I moved some guys back to taxi squads. 12 days ago, we had our waivers run. Some guys were moved back. 12 days ago, I picked up Santi Aldama. I thought that was going to be a great, smash pickup. He's been hurt. I have ended up since dropping him. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I updated a roster. I dropped Al Horford off of my roster. We talked about the rule changes coming. There was quite a few rule changes coming for the NBA. Mostly the in-season tournament was probably the biggest one, and then challenges. 11 days ago, Lord Sage dropped Aaron Wiggins, or added Aaron Wiggins, dropped Kenyon Martin, Pooch, picked up Nick Richards. There have been talks since as well about when the NBA does get all their media rebranding and contracts done, that they are going to expand to 32 teams. I'm thinking Vegas and Seattle, but again, that's a future episode that we can jump into later, because that's going to be a good one once we get more news. 11 days ago, the jury made a rule, picked up Zaire Williams, dropped Mortiz Wagner. I picked up Eric Gordon, and I also picked up Luke Kennard. And I've since dropped or traded both those players. 11 days ago, Mitch Mann dropped Killian Hayes. He also dropped Jonathan Isaac. Then we talked a little bit more. Kept talking. We talked about scoring. I adjusted the scoring back because the turnovers were a little bit harsh. So now we're just standard. Torian Prince was picked up about 10 days ago. Nickeil Alexander Walker was picked up about 10 days ago. Chris Dunn was dropped. Tim Hardaway was picked up. I dropped Luke Kennard. Walker Kessler was dropped. We had another trade go through. It was a straightaway trade. We had Lord Sage pick up Carson Wallace from OKC, and he sent away Christian Wood from the Lakers, which I would have loved to get Wallace. I'm interested in him currently. I really, really liked what I saw from him late in that first in-season tournament game. Bol Bol was dropped 8 days ago, a week ago, so now we're within the last week. Isaac Okoro, I picked him up and dropped Ayo Dosunmu, and I also picked up Alec Burks and dropped Eric Gordon. Nick Richards was dropped. Jalen Smith was picked up. De'Anthony Melton was dropped. Mitch Mann picked up Walker Kessler. He won him off the waivers. There was four claims in for him. The jury, Pooch, and myself all were in on Walker Kessler. However, yeah, that one looks like it's paying off. He's averaging about 15 to 20 fantasy points a night, so he's only going to get better in that Utah offense. The jury picked up Peyton Watson earlier this week. Battle Cole picked up Andre Jackson. Battle Cole also picked up Raekwon Gray, which I didn't understand because he's currently a free agent. I don't know if he's... I think he's a free agent again. He's since been dropped. Ayo Dosunmu was picked up by Lord Sage. And then our first week was concluded. So now we're into this week. So the moves this week, we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll get into everything that's happened in our league this week. That's our full recap of week one, post-draft to week one so far. All right, we are back. And I'm going to get into this week's what's gone on around the league in the NBA. Obviously, in the NBA, we saw the Clippers trade for James Harden. That was a huge move. It was great for my team, as Tyrese Maxey is a huge beneficiary of that trade. Very excited for this now. I love that. So, to start off the week, the first move was made. Chris Cross added Delon Wright. Dropped Mo Bamba. I'm going to give that move a thumbs up. I think that's a good move. Our next move, Lord Sage, picked up Jet Howard. Dropped Aaron Wiggins. Again, I think that's a good move. Jet Howard has looked decent as a rookie. Very limited playing time, limited minutes. However, Got to get those young guys early before they start to go off. And the earlier you get them, the better for you. Lord Sage also made a roster move where he picked up D'Anthony Melton again. I think that's also a solid move. He's averaging about 13 to 15 fantasy points a night. You can't go wrong with that on your bench or at the end of your roster, because he could have a big game depending on who's out. I then picked up Malik Beasley, which I am going to give myself a clown because I thought that was a pretty bad move. It looked good, and then it didn't look good. I have since dropped him. No one has picked him up since. I picked him up after having a strong week one where he averaged about 15 fantasy points. This week, he has averaged about 12 fantasy points. He's in year 7. He's 26. He's a role player for Milwaukee. And then Raekwon Gray was dropped. I'm going to give that a facepalm emoji, because he just honestly made a mistake. He wasn't paying attention. Timmy picked up Eric Gordon, dropped Caleb Martin. Eric Gordon has looked really good coming out of that Suns rotation in year 15. He has a role. He scores some points. He averages about 15 to 20 a night, which you can't really go wrong with. He's going to have some bigger games depending on who's out, and he's going to fill in and play a part. He dropped Caleb Martin. That one overall, my loss is his gain. Give that one a fire. Next, I won the waiver claim for Killian Hayes, and I dropped Malik Beasley, giving myself a fire emoji for that one, because that one was fire. Then I went kind of crazy on Halloween, like I said. I put Malcolm Brogdon, Caris LeVert, Alec Burks, Isaac Okoro, Austin Reeves, DeAndre Hunter, and Jonathan Kuminga, and Noah Clowney, Amoni Bates, and Dayron Sharpe on the block. Then I completed a trade where I sent Alec Burks and Isaac Okoro away and brought in Malik Monk. Big fan of that trade. My next trade, which I'm also liking the immediate payoff from, was DeAndre Hunter and Austin Reeves as well. I think, you know, Hunter's a third option in that Atlanta offense. Reeves is buried in that LA offense. Finney Smith can be a number two option behind Ben Simmons in that Brooklyn rotation. I really believe that. Then we saw Poppin' with Tebow drop Taurean Prince. He looked really good out of the gate because he was getting a lot of minutes. He averaged about 15 in week one. Then he got hurt, so he's been out the last couple games. Overall, I'm going to give my one trade I'm still questioning it, so I'm going to give it the kind of side eye face with the fingers to the chin, and I'm also going to give my other one that as well. Then we saw Battle Cole pick up Al Horford, drop Dyson Daniels. Dyson Daniels has been out there. He's been getting some minutes. Looks like he's averaging about 17 fantasy points a night this week, while Al Horford is averaging about 12. So I'm going to give that one a I'm going to give that one a poop emoji, because I think should have kept Dyson Daniels. Monte Morris was picked up by Battle Cole as well, who hasn't been playing. So I'm going to give that one the question face. Battle Cole also picked up Grayson Allen, which Grayson Allen is a solid role player. He was kind of the white dude out of Duke. So that one's solid. Give that one a thumbs up. I picked up Josh Richardson. Battle Cole did as well. Picked up Josh Richardson, dropped Lonnie Walker. Richardson did reach 30 minutes the other night while only going 1-for-9 from the field. So while the minutes might be there, year 8 and 30, drop Lonnie Walker, who, again, another potential big piece in Brooklyn. They're really trying to figure out who's going to be who. That one's going to get a poop emoji because that was a bad move. Mostly because I was able to pick up Lonnie Walker and add him to my squad. Battle Cole also picked up Kelly Olynyk, who, honestly, averaging about 17 points a night, has some good matchups on the docket. Had a good week one. He's pretty consistent in year 10 now out of Gonzaga. I mean, if he's playing consistent minutes and getting looks, he should be solid for Utah. So I'm going to give that one a thumbs up. Moses Moody's definitely has the capability of becoming the sixth man in Golden State, though, which I would watch out for. Also, it was my game. Battle Cold made a move. Then again, he made a lot of moves. He dropped Kevin Love, picked up Gabe Vincent, who has been streaky at best. Kevin Love, again, a role player, a little bit older, depending on the need of the team. I'm going to give this one. Let's give this one the side eye again with the chin. I dropped Kobe Brown. I mean, it is what it is. Coach BM dropped Alec Burks after trading for him. He hasn't really played much again this week, so that's totally understandable that he would drop him. He had a solid week one. But he's in year 12. He's 32. He's playing for the Pistons. They're kind of a mid-team, not really super competitive. That was 2 days ago. Pooch picked up Jordan Goodwin, Phoenix point guard, who has been getting a little bit more minutes in that rotation. Again, with the injury history of Durant, Booker, and Beal, Goodwin is a solid stash. I really, really like this move. I'm giving it a heart. Pooch then also picked up Craig Porter, Cleveland point guard, rookie, 23-year-old rookie. He has some good matchups. He does contribute occasionally when he gets 15, 20 minutes off the bench. He can put up some points, get some boards, get some assists, 6'2 guard. I think that's a good move, a solid bench piece, because you never know what that can turn into, especially with injuries. You never know. He dropped Jalen Smith. I probably would have dropped him too. It's been pretty mid, pretty disappointing. I'm giving that one a thumbs up. Three new roster claims went through the other day. Lord Sage picked up Kevin Love, dropped Ayo Dosunmu. Again, I wouldn't really pick up Kevin Love, and then I picked up Moses Moody and Lonnie Walker. I maybe would have held on to Ayo Dosunmu because if an injury happens to Caruso or LaVine or DeRozan or someone, Dosunmu should be the next man up. So we'll see. Pooch dropped Terrence Mann, which makes total sense because he has no timetable for return right now, and now he's buried in the Clippers rotation. Look at that one of fire. That was a smart move. I dropped Santi Aldama because he still isn't playing, and he's currently on waivers. He'll probably get picked up by another team, but I'm going to give myself a thumbs up because I needed to get out of that. All the talk's been about Wemby. We'll talk about Wemby, of course. Mortens Wagner was picked up by the jury. That's a pretty solid move. He's averaging about 10 fantasy points a night. Not awful. I picked up Dario Saric yesterday. Drop no Clowney because I'm really liking what Saric is getting, especially since he's playing in the second unit with Chris Paul. They have very good chemistry. Dyson Daniels was actually picked up 2 hours ago prior to this recording, which, dang it, I should have picked him up. But I'm a big fan of that move. I'm actually giving that one a heart because I think that one... No, I'm going to give that one a fire emoji. I'm giving that one a fire emoji. So I gave it a thumbs up, a heart, and a fire emoji. You can do multiple. Then we had a trade go through this morning that I mentioned. Bradley Beal for Wiggins, Brooks, and a 2024 first for that. And then crisscross after that trade dropped James Wiseman, which that dude, he's in year three now, a 7 foot big. Granted, he didn't stay healthy enough in Golden State to get the opportunity the last couple years, but it's just been really hard to see. He's super talented. It's really sad to see him just not take off at all. So, wanted to look at who is out there on waivers as of right now. Who's averaging some fantasy points. Let me do by stats. We have Eubanks, who's averaging 16 fantasy points. Jay Crowder, 15. Richard, Charlotte, 15. Hauser, Boston, 15. Jones, 14. Gorgie Nang, 13. So not a lot. Rookies, I mean, even if they're not available, Wemby is absolutely crushing it. Wemby's averaging 29.8 fantasy points a game, 28 points in NBA, 9 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 3 blocks. I mean, dude's gonna win rookie of the year and likely defensive player of the year too. I mean, you can't get enough Wemby. Who is this? Ausar Thompson, Pistons, also looking really good out of the gate. 21.5 fantasy points a game. Brandon Miller, they're 18.3 fantasy points a game. Sasser, Marcus Sasser, also on the Pistons, looking really good. 17.3, Lively 15.5, and then you have Hawkins on the Pelicans 13.5, and then Jaquez, who's on my taxi at 12.8. Honestly, if Jaquez keeps this up and he can build into 25 to 28 minutes a game, I'll likely move him up onto my active and drop someone because that he's getting production there in Miami, and I think they're just bringing him in a little slow, and it's just a matter of time. There is currently a free agent rookie, Colby Jones, who he's low-key starting to get some work, but he's gonna be limited. He's a 1-2 guard. He's a combo guard. When De'Aaron Fox is out, he got some minutes. He has some good defensive potential, but he'll likely be back to a depth role as soon as Fox returns from injury. And then he, of course, has Malik Monk, but definitely someone that I am actually going to put on my watch list. And actually, let me see my team. Maybe not. But yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on as we go through here. So that's our week two roundup. Let's wrap this up here. Thank you guys for listening to the very first Dynasty Down Under, Ballin' with Blueies, Bluey Bandits, whatever we're calling this episode. It's a soft launch. There's a big difference between a soft launch and a hard launch. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy our league as we go on this journey. More to come, especially as different people come on the pod from the league and we talk and we keep talking and we keep talking about Dynasty and what we're learning, what we're seeing. The NBA is a fun sport. We're really excited to get into it and especially excited to reuse this platform, Ball Boy Talk, an Unhinged Sports Podcast, to get unhinged, to have some fun. So until next week, we will chat with you next week, probably on Saturday again, because this is kind of fun. So I'll talk to you later. Talk to you next week. Y'all take it easy. One love. Stay safe. Happy holidays. And we do pride ourselves here at Ball Boy Talk for keeping it ad free. We just want to make one little plug. Go and check out our link tree in the show notes. Check it out. Enjoy it. Talk about it. Think about it. Do all the things with it. Just enjoy it. Lots of resources there to other podcasts that I host and do and other creative projects and places and things that you can benefit from as well. So go ahead and take a look at the link tree. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.